Christ, listen carefully, Christ, pay attention now, did not come to make you a Christian. Oh, I know. Jim says, what are you talking about, Pastor Aaron? Now, listen carefully. Here we go. One more time. Jesus came. Wait for it. Jesus came to make you Jewish. Now, before you throw me out, start shouting heretic, let me explain myself. See, God has always intended, from the very beginning, even before Christ, that all peoples and nations and languages and ethnicities, people from every part of the globe, should be a part of God's family. Everybody. And that God chose the Jewish people. Why? And this is what it says from today's psalm. It says this. The Jewish people, the Israelites, the Hebrews, are raising their hands up in prayer in the psalm and saying this: may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us. Why? What's the outcome? Why do we want all this blessing? So that you, O Lord, may be known upon the earth and your saving power among all nations. And again, from the prophet Isaiah, God is saying, my house shall be a house of prayer for all peoples, and I will gather others besides those already gathered. And so, now, today, in today's text, and today, even in our presence, Jesus is fulfilling that promise, because who comes up to him? Who comes up to him? A Canaanite woman. A Canaanite woman. Now, think about this. This is the land of Canaan, right? Which is now Israel, because the Israelites had taken it over. Who were the people that were driven out in front of the Israelite army as Joshua led all the people of Israel into where? The land of Canaan. And so now here's a Canaanite woman, the ancient mortal enemy of Israel, coming to Jesus, and Jesus has this kind of repartee with her, but the end result is what matters. Woman, your faith, how great is your faith? How great is your faith? That old cultural barrier, the ethnic barrier, the national barrier, it's gone, as God always intended. And so this Canaanite woman received the blessing of Israel, the healing of Israel, the treasure of Israel. This Canaanite woman, whose great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers were driven out of the land by the Israelites, received the blessing of Israel, just as Isaiah and the Psalms foretold in Christ. Not by flesh, not by birth, not by bloodline, not by language, not by custom, but by faith. Faith in Christ. Woman, how great is your faith? And so that's how Christ doesn't make us Christian. Rather, Jesus makes us Jewish. And let me explain a little bit more. I'm going to use an analogy that Paul uses, but you have to understand the botany of it. I can't grow anything. My wife, Pastor Emily, she's the one who grows stuff in our yard. But you look at all those. If you go across the street, I use this example all the time. Robinette's is right across the street, and they got all those apple trees, and they have all kinds of varieties of apple trees, right? But all of them produce, they have Johnna Gold apples and Golden Delicious apples and this kind of apple and that kind. You know how they get the same kind of apple all the time? It's not in the normal way. You see, if you have that you get seeds from male trees and female trees. I don't know how it exactly works. Anyways, if you get the seeds together, I don't know the birds and the bees of it, although I bet bees are involved. Anyways, you get new apples every time. You get new apples every time. If the seeds come together and they make new seeds, you get new apples. They would get different varieties every time. And they don't want different varieties. They want the same variety. And the only way to get the same variety is you take a twig off a Johnna Gold tree, And you grow a new whole John of Gold tree out of that little twig. And the way you do that is by grafting. You take that little twig and you cut it in a little V, and you cut a little V in another tree, and you stick it in there and you wrap it all up. And all the nutrients from that root and all the water and all the things that that little twig needs to grow is in that root. And you put the new tree in there, and then it grows and it makes John of Gold apples. Because it has that root now. And that's the same way it is that Paul says with us. You see, the root are the Hebrews. The root is the Israelites. The root is the Jewish nation. And we're the grafted twig. Paul says he doesn't understand why it has been this way. He doesn't understand why it is this way, but he just knows that by the mercy of God, now all the world can be grafted in to the root that God, the root of blessing, the root of riches, the root of righteousness, the root of justice, the root of peace that God has established on the earth through the Israelite people, which is all what he always wanted from the very beginning, as I read through the prophet Isaiah, through the Psalms. And those are just two examples. The Old Testament is full of that. And so now you and I, not by bloodline, not by custom, not by circumcision, not by marriage, not by birth, but by faith in Christ and trust in him and believe in the saving power of our Savior, Messiah, we get to enjoy all the promises of God, not by virtue of who our parents are or what language they speak, but by virtue of Christ himself. So Jesus makes us Jewish, in a manner of speaking, in the sense that we are now inheritors of the promise made to Abraham, the promise made to Isaac, the promise made to Jacob. Those are our promises. The promises made to David. Those are our promises through Christ. That's what it means to be grafted on. This is what Paul says. He says, and it's not you that support the root. Rather, the root supports you. And that is the root of the Hebrew people, the Israelites, the Jews. So what happens to the Jewish people then? Now Paul says, always by faith it has been that the Jewish people receive the promises of God by God's mercy, by God's action. And that some people prune themselves off the tree. In fact, last week we heard about Elijah and King Ahab, right? And Ahab was worshiping other idols and leading other people to worship Baal, and they cut themselves off from the tree, from the root, by their faithlessness. And Paul says, now we are grafted on. And Elijah, in his torment and in his despair, went off to the mountain and said, I alone am left. There's no one left. Oh, woe is me. And God said, no, you're not the only one left. There's a remnant. There's some faithful people out there. You might not see them, Elijah. You might think you're the only one, but they're there. And God knows who they are. And so it is with the Jewish people now. We don't know who's the faithful people. That's not for us to judge. Just like even Elijah, the great prophet, he didn't know, but God knew. But what does Paul say? He says, they are the Israelites, and to them belong adoption, to them belong the glory, to them belong the covenants and the promises, to them belong the giving of the law and the worship, to them belong the patriarchs. And as we heard in our text today, Paul again says, and those promises are irrevocable. Those promises are irrevocable. They can't be taken away from those people, from the Jewish people. Now, whether or not they grasp them by faith, we don't know. We can't say. But God still offers them. And he offers them through the Messiah to them as well. I don't know their hearts, but the promises are there. And the reason that they have to be there is because of two reasons. A, because of God's character. God keeps God's word. And B, because those are our promises. If God went on back on his promises to the Jews, he'd be going back on his promises to us. Because we're Jewish, remember? We established that already. Those are our promises. Two, of God's faithfulness to us. Of God's mercy to us. Of God's choosing us as God's people to lead us through the wilderness to the promised land. That's us. We can claim all those stories through Christ because Christ has grafted us on to that rich root. So, my brothers and sisters, my fellow saplings, here's the challenge. Who else needs grafting in? Who else needs to be brought into the rich root? Who in your life needs nourishment from the Lord? Who needs to know that God cares for them, that God wants them to be a part of this family? Because there's no barriers. They don't have to speak a certain language. They don't have to be circumcised. They don't have to be from a certain nationality or have a certain income or a certain education to know that there's a spot for them on the tree of life. Who else needs to be grafted in? Make a spot for them. Amen.